May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as you already realise, is the feast day of James the Apostle. So we had a special collet for St. James, and the colour is red, the liturgical colour, because James was a martyr. So, a little about James himself, so that'll give us a bit more understanding of our reading this morning. He had a younger brother, John, and they were first cousins to Jesus. Their mother was Salome, and she was the sister of Jesus' mother, Mary. Those two brothers were very close disciples of Jesus. We know from the Bible that James was present at the raising of Jairus' daughter, at the transfiguration of our Lord, and also when our Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane. But he was also the first disciple to suffer a martyr's death by being beheaded by King Herod in AD 44. So with that little piece of information, let's look slightly deeper at our gospel reading. Our way of living, our styles, our practical knowledge of our planet, and perhaps above all, our technology, has changed much since biblical times. All of us must agree on that one. But have we changed much in our human nature? Sad to say, mankind seems to remain innately selfish and self-centered as far as earthly issues are concerned. So what Jesus had to say to those two disciples and his mother applies just as much to all of us here today as it did to them. So let's look a bit at our reading. Salome comes to Jesus with a request about her sons. Indeed, we might say it was a very bold request to ask that James and John might sit on Jesus' right hand and on his left hand in his kingdom. In other words, could they be possibly his second and third in command in Jesus' kingdom? We may well today, with our deeper understanding of our Lord's life and ministry, feel horrified at the sheer audacity. But remember, those sons had a very close relationship to Jesus. Just think for a moment. Have we not known people in our lives who have used their relatives and their relationships for their own ends? There is much truth in the saying, it is not what you know, it's who you know. We all have seen people and jobs filled, not by the best qualified person, but by the person with the best connections. Is this not what Salome is doing for James and John? But this, of course, is the way of worldliness. Perhaps we might also ask whether there was anything in it for Salome herself. What parent, after all, does not want their children to be successful and happy? We all take pride in telling others when someone asks, and sometimes when they don't ask, what our children have been up to, especially if they are successful. Many a parent can become proud of their children because they see them as reflections of themselves, rather than being proud of their children for their own sakes alone. And some, of course, sometimes it's a bit of both. Notice that Jesus' reply is not to his aunt, but to his cousins. We're not told in that reading whether James and John asked their mother to help them out on this issue, but they may not just be innocent bystanders. Jesus' response is to bring those two cousins back to reality. You do not know what you are asking for. Are you able to drink from the cup I am about to drink? He says. This should have been a sober reminder to what Jesus had just said to them in the two verses of our reading before our reading today. And let me read them to you because they're really quite important. This is what Jesus said in the two verses before our reading. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, And the Son of Man will be handed over to chief priests and scribes. They will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. And on the third day he will be raised. Most of us this morning would be horrified at if Jesus asked us that. Well, I certainly would be. But also perhaps James and John, to give them their due, were very zealous for Jesus' ministry. They were, after all, known as the sons of thunder, as we're told in St. Mark's Gospel. In fairness also to John, he was the only disciple that stood at the foot of the cross when Jesus was crucified. And in spite of the fact that James ran away when Jesus was arrested, he too was the first of the disciples to be martyred. Then Jesus says to them, "To sit at my right hand and my left is not for mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." Jesus is completely submissive to the Father and will not usurp the divine order in any way. This is also a reminder to us today that all we receive from God is according to his divine grace, and that includes rewards for our faithful service. We do not earn these gifts, we simply receive them through God's infinite love for us, his created. Later on in our reading, we heard that the other 10 disciples found out what James and John and his mother had been up to, and they became indignant. What was that about? Was it concern for what Jesus would be facing in the very near future? Was it because they saw as the inappropriateness of James, John, and their mother? Or was it because they thought these two brothers were trying to get the best places in the kingdom that Jesus was talking about? Probably all of these disciples were tied to some degree to our worldly values. If you ask most people what they see as success in our world, what do they say? They say on the main, money, prestige, position, power, and fame. These are the values that many hold dear in our earthly existence. From the eternal point of view, they are dead ends. So for us this morning here, perhaps we need to keep an eye on how much we are bound by our worldliness. Jesus tells them that the path to greatness in his kingdom is different. Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever must be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. So we are called as Christians to live selfless and humble lives, valuing others and helping them when and wherever we can. As we all know, we are all equal in God's eyes. None of us is important than the person next door to us. We all have tasks to perform in this earthly life, and we need to do them to the best of our ability to build up God's kingdom here on earth. So today's gospel reading has much to tell us how to conduct our lives in 21st century Croxley Green. Our values are to be Christ's values, our aims to be his aims. If there is one word that encapsulates all this, of course, it is the word love, with a capital L.